When Dave DeMore and his colleague Rick Edwards started working at the Forest Service Research Station in Juneau, the streams of the Tongass caught their attention.
One of the things I noticed was the dark tea-colored water coming out of the wetlands. And so Rick just one day asked me, well, how much carbon do you think is in that? And I'm like, well, I don't know. It seems like we should probably figure that out.
What makes the water brown is something called dissolved carbon. It's basically just tiny bits of organic matter, Edwards says.
But it's literally hundreds or thousands of different things, different chemicals. There may be sugars, simple carbohydrates. There may be proteins. There may be complex and not very tasty organic acids.
Those tiny particles were the focus of a recent study that Edwards and DeMore headed up along with five other researchers. The goal was to figure out how much of that organic matter Southeast streams and rivers dump into the Gulf of Alaska each year.
It's an accounting exercise, much in the same way that you would measure and monitor the flows of money through different sectors of the economy.
The researchers traveled from northern British Columbia to the southwestern tip of the Yukon gathering water samples. Then they paired the field data with map data and statistics. What they found wasn't insignificant. The amount of dissolved carbon being moved by the Southeast Alaska drainage basin is equivalent to nearly 11 million barrels of oil. This accounting is important for setting carbon budgets and regulating greenhouse gas emissions, DeMore says.
Most government agencies and nations are now trying to quantify the total amount of carbon that is either taken into the terrestrial system or released.
According to the EPA, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has increased by more than 40% since the start of the Industrial Revolution. Because forests like the Tongass hold on to carbon, they can serve as a buffer for increasing greenhouse gas emissions. But to know how much of a buffer they actually provide, policymakers need to account for how carbon moves through the forest ecosystem, DeMore says.
If you didn't include this dissolved carbon in the total flux from that pool, you would overestimate the storage potentially in the terrestrial system.
The paper also looked at an understudied region and provided an opportunity to collaborate across national boundaries. Two of the study's authors were Canadian. Cross-boundary research has increased over the last decade, says geographer and another of the study's authors, Francis Biles.
Before about 2010, most of our studies pretty much ended at the Canadian border, just as if the watersheds just suddenly ended there and had no influence on what was happening in the Southeast coastal waters.
She credited efforts from the Alaska Coastal Rainforest Center in Juneau and the Southeast Alaska GIS Library with helping foster those relationships and opening up the doors to research across the ecosystem. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.